Hello.
Hey, is this Caitlin?
Yes.
Hey, Caitlin, this is Zach. How are you?
I'm Kario.
I'm good, thanks. I saw you filled out a web form on my website about your house on Melville Drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I see that, you're interested in selling it. Can you tell me a little bit
Yeah.
about what's going on?
Yeah, so I have, please let me have this conversation. Go get some shoes on. Go get some shoes on. Okay, sorry.
No, you're
I own
good.
6851, which is where the house is located, and 6845, which is a lot right next to it. So they will be sold together. The lot right next to it is not buildable. There's like a gas line right next to it that kind of divides the property. But it's nice because it's like the very end of a road. It's like in a neighborhood, but kind of it's pretty private considering there's no HOA in the neighborhood.
Yeah, I'm pretty familiar with the area, so.
The creek is behind my house, so it does have to have flood insurance. Let's see. It's a brick rancher. It's 1,800 square feet or a little over 1,800 square feet. Got 3 bedrooms, 2 baths. Both bathrooms need to be updated. They're original, like 1950s, or they were updated a little bit, but not. They weren't updated when we bought the house. There was a lot of repairs that needed, but we bought it because we were renting and we didn't want to move at the time. So now that we want to move out of state, I don't want to have to do any repairs to the house and like. You probably can hear in the background. Like, I just had a baby 2 months ago and I have a 3-year-old. So I'm trying to do this as easy as
Congratulations.
possible. Thank you.
Yeah.
So the kitchen has the original pine, the like knotty pine cabinets from like 1950 or whatever. They are painted, they obviously need to be replaced. There is a
Sure.
dishwasher hookup, but there is no dishwasher in place. We use that spot for like a mini fridge.
So it's gonna need
But
some just cosmetics and things of that nature inside.
there's also an elevator in our house that goes from the basement up to the only we have. Because the basement is walk out and 2 garages on the right side of the house that are in the basement. One garage is like car size, the other one's more like a workshop size. Now,
And
the
do you who do
driveway that's
you
supposed to lead to the garage was not there when we bought the house. So at one point it was like a nice pull around area, but it's not anymore.
Yeah, the landscaping, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing, I mean, that's what I haven't seen before, so.
Yeah.
What, tell me, what is your, if you don't mind me asking, what's your reason for going out of state?
To be closer to family, but also I'm trying to get an administrative job up there. Right now I'm on maternity leave and I'm trying to not go back because I work in a school system. So my contract is coming up. And so it's kind of like a natural break right now to move. And then me move out of state to closer to family.
Well, that makes sense. And I'm guessing your husband is, or your partner on this.
Yeah, so the mortgage is in my name, but the deed of the house is in both of our names. And he's actually like we're both home all day, so
Sure. And what does he do for work?
he works on comic books and an art collective.
And I see, you had mentioned that you were behind on your mortgage. So,
So I'm in
I'm
active bankruptcy,
you're in active
but it's
bankruptcy.
tied in there, so like my house isn't under foreclosure or anything like that. But I put that because I didn't know how to answer that. So I can't technically sign a contract till April 1st, which is, Monday. But then I'm able to sell, so it has to be approved by the court.
Okay. So you're saying you can sell it, but it has to be approved by the courts?
Yeah. And my lawyer said it's because we're not, like, up down a mortgage or anything. It's not really tied into anything. It's just, you know, I reached the halfway, and I'll be able to pay off the bankruptcy because the Chapter 13.
Yep.
So we'll just finish it, sell the house, and then to New Jersey. So that's the plan.
Okay. So, I mean, have you considered, you know, what that looks like, you know, what you want for the house? You know,
So I owe 1 in 7. And I had someone tell me around like 300 is what they're looking for, but I know that it probably will not be 300 because of all the repairs and because I'm not going the traditional realtor route. So I'm not entirely sure what that looks like, because I know if I go to a realtor, you know, I got to pay the realtor fee. So I don't know. And I don't know, like, I've been living in this house for years, and I don't know, like, it's level we've been living here, so how much anything costs for repairs. So I would have to, I guess, do more.
Sure. I mean, you know, here, right, it was all stuff probably, you know, pretty close to 300 now. So I would say that's, you know, fair to say, you know, an accurate number. But, I mean, how soon, you know, you say your contract about to expire. I mean, so you have somewhere you can go to and stay with.
We are only like a job. We know where to go again.
And what's your timeline for that?
I mean, I know because, you know, I'm getting approved by 1 days, so it's better. I'd like to get this show on the road. We've been like decluttering, trying to get out stuff. There's like stuff that was left from the previous owner that's in a garage that needs to be cleared out. But it's
so
a
what
lot
if I were to tell, you know, we you don't leave anything there and we'll take it as is. I mean, is that something that you'd be interested in?
Yeah, that'd be great. Because I don't really have the time or the funds to hire someone to come haul it.
And sure.
It's just like a little more than just getting a Home Depot rental truck.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I mean, you know, if we were to come about something, you know, we could definitely take care of that for you, so you wouldn't really have to worry about moving anything. Tell me this, what, you know, so let's say we come to some agreement. I mean, when will you be actually leaving?
Wait, say that again.
When will you be actually leaving? If, let's say, you know, we said, yes, we're going to buy it, you know, and we, you know, we both come up with a number that makes sense for both of us, you know, when will you be actually leaving? I mean, is it 30 days, 60 days, or as soon as possible?
I probably like 30 days would give us enough time. Would I be able to be able to move out like a day or 2 days after closing?
Yeah.
In case I hired like a moving company to come.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
so you're
cool.
Just looking to get,
yeah, that would be my, yeah.
Moving money.
Yeah, exactly. That's like one thing that we've been debating. Like, are we, cause we're getting rid of a lot of stuff. I have a lot of inherited stuff that like we also have to store, so I have to figure out, you know, are we doing this by ourselves, or if we, which is like, how do you do that with two kids? I don't know, but
sure. So what is your husband or partner, what is he?
I'm gonna move to another house. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Can you say that again?
So yeah, it's more kind of up to you to make what you're doing.
Try calling me back.
Can you,
I don't know if you can hear
okay.
me. Try calling me back, because I don't know what's wrong with my
second.
Phone. Okay.